talking about Sunrise on the Reaping, of course. We read this, like, a month ago, but we haven't talked about it because we wanted to do this podcast, because we think you want to listen to us, so, of course, we're doing the podcast.
Obviously, you want to listen to us.
Obviously, that's why we're here. So, yeah, today we're talking about Sunrise on the Reaping.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What did you rate it?
Okay, so I gave it 4.5 out of 5 stars,
mm-hmm.
and it was going to be a 5-star read for me,
mm-hmm.
but some of the things just happened a little too quickly, and I was like, wait, what just happened?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll kind of get into that when we talk about things we didn't love about it,
mm-hmm.
but, I mean, it was a solid 4.5,
mm-hmm.
like, almost 5
yeah.
star read. It was so nostalgic.
Yes,
I think it's been my favorite book of the year, honestly. Or, like, top 3 books of the year that I've read.
Yeah, for sure.
Because just how nostalgic it was. Because I read it when I was, like, what, 12?
The book came out in the first one, Hunger Games, came out in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
I probably read it a couple years later.
Same.
Because my mom wanted to read all my books first before I read them, just in case. And I'm like, because the things I've learned about this series since then, I'm like, why did she even let me read that? Like, the prostitution and stuff like that. I didn't even catch that.
I didn't either.
But if I read it in, like, 2011, I was 10.
Yeah.
I didn't even catch that because I didn't know those things existed.
Yeah.
So probably shouldn't have even been reading it then. But because we were, like, 10 reading this and now we're, like, 25 reading this, mm-hmm. it's, like, it's such a good feeling. It's, like, our childhood carries on.
Yes.
But it's so good.
It is so good.
She said, like, she's a genius.
Yeah.
Like, I swear she wrote this book back in 2008, but
she already knew his story.
Now giving it to us.
Yeah, she already knew his story.
Oh.
And,
oh my gosh.
And it's
so good.
So good.
What did you rate it? Like, out of 5?
4.5.
4.5. Okay.
Yeah,
I would agree. I think it was a 4 originally because it kind of felt like Katniss's story all over again, just different characters.
Yeah.
Like, Katniss is Haymitch, you know, different. We can get into that later.
Mm-hmm.
But it just felt like a retelling. But as I, like, carried on, like, after I read it, I kept thinking about it, of course, which always gives more points. Like, if you're still stuck on that book, like, that's more points.
Yeah, I agree.
But all the connections, too, and I just kept finding more and more as I was, like, reading my Instagram reels and stuff and, like, the theories people have. I was like, oh my gosh, this book is just genius.
Yeah.
Like, she put so much into the world. Like I said, like, she probably had all of this ready in 2008 and she's just now releasing it, you know? Like, I'm sure there's finishing touches and things, but yeah, totally insane. And honestly, I am not a book annotator. I know we learned it in, like, high school. But I had to for this book. It's gorgeous. And I think I've, like, started a new addiction.
Annotating?
Yeah, it's really good. Like, I loved it. It was so fun. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 topics.
Wow.
And I probably could have done more. I'll show the people. I think this is so cool. I'm such an organizational person. And I think it's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So it'll help me, like, remember different things, like, especially for the podcast and stuff.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. And I love just seeing, like, references to Katniss and
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should we talk about things we didn't like or love about the book?
Sure. My list is short.
I only have one thing.
Okay. What did you not like?
Some of the, like, fight and action scenes.
Okay.
They were, I feel like, not described very well, or it happened, it was, like, 2 sentences, then it was over, and I was like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah.
And I felt like it wasn't described in the detail that I would have liked, and maybe, I can't remember because I haven't read the original books in so long, but I want to say that those were a little bit more detailed, and maybe, I don't have it up there, but Baldur Sonberg's birds, I'm sorry, and snakes, I feel like that was a little bit more detailed,
okay.
And so I was just I felt like I had to go back and read some of the action scenes twice because I'd be like, wait, what happened?
Yeah.
So I didn't love that, but everything else, 10 out of 10.
I think along those lines, I was imagining, like, Mockingjay in the Hunger Games movie, or, like, Catching Fire in Hunger Games movies. Like, not necessarily what was happening, but just, like, you know, like, axe throwing and things like that. That's what I was imagining for this. You know, that's just, like, in my head. Like, just those movie scenes were in my head at the same time as things were happening here.
Yeah.
So, like, with Panache, or how would you say his name? Panache?
Who?
Panache. You know the bad guy? Like, he's, like, the biggest bad guy.
Oh.
One of the other districts.
Yeah, I don't know.
Panache. He was, like, the, I don't know, the one to compete against in the games.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like there was not much of a threat.
I know. And I...
He's a career, but...
Yeah, but I guess we didn't get a lot from him.
Yeah, okay, wait. We did not get to the games until, like, page 200. And then the book was over in, like, 370, 380.
The games went by really fast.
Yeah.
And I guess that may be contributing to, like, the action scenes not being super detailed. But I felt like it was beginning and ended so quickly. I think I would have liked the games to be more pages and a little bit longer of a book, because when I got the book, I was like, oh, this is kind of small.
Yeah, agree.
And I think I would have liked the games to be more detailed. For sure.
He was in there a while.
He was there for, like, what, 6 days?
Yeah, 6 or 7. Maybe a couple more. I don't know.
I don't remember.
At least 6. I know that for sure. But I feel like Katniss's, her games were, like, quick. Oh, well, there was more people in his. Maybe that's it.
That's true. I don't know. I just wish we got a little bit more from the games.
Yeah, fair
enough. Maybe that's why it wasn't a 5-star.
Yeah. And then for me, did I already say my rating?
Yeah. Well, you said 4. 4.5.
Okay. Originally it was 4. Or I think now I'm like a 4.5.
Okay.
Maybe 5. I don't know. I'm like, I have to give her a 5. Okay, so mine is my conviction with my Christianity is the LGBTQ uncle.
Yeah.
Like, page 3 or something. I was just like, really? Like, why do we gotta put this in our book? Well,
and the fact that it wasn't even... It's like, she said it, and that was it.
Yeah,
so it really didn't... More. So, like, that's nice that it was just like, okay, a sprinkle in there, like, and it wasn't... established, like, but also at the same time, it's like, why does that need to be in there?
Yeah, like, I get that it probably was happening in that world, you know, like, society, I get that it's probably happening, but what do we need to talk about it?
Yeah.
Do we need to put it in there?
Like, I feel like a lot of books we read now have it.
Yeah, just to acknowledge them.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, we can make...
They have their own genre.
Yeah.
So keep it in their genre.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was my one thing. And then, also, with the whole world of Hunger Games, I think there should not be mutts allowed in the games. With, like, let me think about Katniss's, like...
Yeah, those things that try to eat them at the end.
Yeah, and there's mutts in here, too. I feel like that is, like, because I feel like in the games, if they're going to have to be killing each other, they should be killing each other. They shouldn't be... It's not fair for something else to be killing them.
Well, and... You know what I mean? Yes. In Katniss's games, the mutts weren't targeted directly at someone. Yes, these but were. In this one, they were to prove a point to Haymitch.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, and I guess that's just the corruption of Snow and who he's become. And so, I agree. I feel like it defeats the purpose of the games.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's Snow, so I'm kind of like, I get it. He wants to prove a point. Yeah, and send, like, a message. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. But I was just like, that's not fair. Like, I agree. They're there to kill each other.
I agree.
You know? But, yeah, I think those are my only two things. But, like, the Mutts thing, I'm not really mad about. Yeah. I get it. It adds good details and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, the things those Mutts do, like, her ideas behind them, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, like, her brain, how it works, and her ideas is crazy.
Yeah.
Things we liked and loved about the book.
Okay.
The whole thing?
So, yeah. Okay, so I might, like, list off what I said, and then we can kind of go into detail after, like, you
okay.
say stuff.
Okay.
So, so the first thing I said, the connections.
Okay.
Just the connections throughout the whole book of the whole series.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was tied together in, like, the perfect little bow.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was so great.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to know Haymitch more,
mm-hmm.
I loved getting to know him.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, why he is the way he is now.
Yeah. He was my favorite in the trilogy.
Really?
Yeah. And so getting his own book is just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The best present ever.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Loved getting to know him.
Yeah.
I love the side characters, like Luella.
Yes.
Maisley.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yes. I loved all the side characters. And then, like, getting to know Effie.
Oh my in the goodness. Beginning. Her origin story.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So cool. I didn't even think about, like, an origin story in Haymitch's.
I know. I guess they are around the same age. When,
yeah.
So.
Makes sense.
And I just didn't think that she was going to be in this book.
I didn't think it was going there.
Like, I didn't
Magnus
either.
Magnus Stift or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I did not think it was going there.
I didn't either. And so I was really happy that yeah. it was.
The next page. Because, you know, like, she walks in the room and the next page it's like, Effie. And yeah. I was like, ah!
You're like, yay!
The little girl in me.
I really loved the arena. That everything was, like, poisonous.
Oh, my gosh.
I really liked it.
Yeah, that was huge. Like,
I really enjoyed it. And, like, you didn't know, like, what you could eat.
Mm-hmm.
I just really liked the arena.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to... This last one, I, like, almost started crying. But I didn't. Because I'm not a crier. But I almost did.
I'm a crier, for sure.
I wrote The Old There Before, yes. being sung by Katniss's dad to mourn the tributes.
Yeah.
And Haymitch's mom and brother who died. Oh, my goodness. Like, and I, like, was singing it as I was, like,
yes,
reading
me
it.
Me too.
And I was, like, my heart, like, I almost cried.
I almost cried at the epilogue. That was my favorite thing of the whole thing. It's, like, 2 pages long.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It was good.
Yeah. So good.
The swans. Oh,
oh my gosh. I think it's the geese.
Oh, geese.
Yeah.
That's right. Not
no
swans.
Worries. White birds.
They're the same.
But, yeah. So good. Oh, my gosh. And just the whole thing. I really loved the epilogue. That's
yeah.
kind of, like, all I had written down was what I loved. The whole thing is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me think. I loved the Maisley, like, their relationship progressing.
Yes, yes.
I loved... Okay, wait. This might be into my theory thoughts, but I loved the Luella and Lulu thing. It was, like, the twin sisters he never got to grow up with.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Wait. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That's a cool, like,
yeah.
connection.
Uh-huh. And then, like, Lulu dying. Oh, my gosh. Like, the one time he leaves her, and then it happens.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that sucks. And her whole character was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the way that she was capital controlled,
mm-hmm.
and the pump, and,
mm-hmm.
Where she's like, you are murderers.
Yeah. I thought she was, I loved the original Luella.
Yes.
But then
so cute.
I loved Lulu, I think,
yes.
more than
yes.
Luella, because
yes.
of the capital...
Yeah.
Being in her ear and her
yeah.
just kind of being, like, kind of crazy.
Yeah, defiant. Like, they were controlling her, but she was still able to, like, speak up.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that they could find out which district she was from which bread she took.
Yeah.
Okay, bread in the whole book. Crazy.
Okay, I saw something. Because about, like, the bread and milk
mm-hmm.
thing, I wonder, let me see if I can find it.
The whole book. Snow, okay, even in, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, do you see at the end of the movie, he, like, takes the drugs or whatever? And then, I think that is what's hurting him. He's getting ulcers in his mouth, so that's causing bleeding, and that's what happens at Plutarch's house in this book, and he's, like, I need bread and milk, and they don't have bread yet, so he has the milk and Haymitch drinks it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just carries through the whole book. And I think even in the games, Haymitch had bread because of the poisonous everything, the water, the food. Mm-hmm. He had bread in his little pack that he was able to grab at the cornucopia.
Yes, I'm pretty sure. I thought he just had potatoes.
I thought it was bread. Oh. Sorry if I'm wrong.
But one thing, I feel like, because I watched The Ballad of Songbirds and mm-hmm. Snakes after I read this book.
Oh.
And bread and milk were in, or like, it was crackers or something.
Yes.
Like it was like a bread
type. That's the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the nutrients in the crackers. Maybe because I didn't read the last book. I don't know this answer. I think they're like taking in a poison of some sort. And then the crackers are helping them, their bodies, like, fight it or whatever.
Oh, I don't know.
Because that's how Lenore dies. And he makes sure that Haymitch is fed bread and milk. So if he tries to eat those gumdrops, he can't die because of the bread and milk. And that's why Lenore hadn't eaten in a while, so that she couldn't throw it up. Because she didn't have food in her system. So she was going to die either way. And even if he tried eating the poison, he would throw up because of the bread and milk he'd been eating for, like, a week.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Huge, right?
That's a good theory. Like that. I need to research that a little bit more because I am intrigued by that.
I know. I feel like we need to do a part two.
Because the bread and milk was such a big thing at the end of the book.
Yeah, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 references of bread and milk, and that's probably not all of them.
Okay, so yeah, it was a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, and then he was sent milk in the arena. He was watching everyone die.
Yes, and then with Lulu, and he was like, I don't know if I should drink this, because it might be poisonous.
Was it Lulu, or was it that other girl, Selka, or...
Oh, it might... No, it was. It was her.
I think her name started with a W. Let me look.
I know. Yeah, it was. It wasn't Lulu.
It was the other girl.
It was Welly.
Welly? Yes, yeah. Welly. I know it was a W.
Yeah. It was her.
Yeah, he was sent, like, a gift. What is it? What do they call it?
The parachutes?
Yeah, like a sponsor gift or something. Yeah.
It was milk.
And it was in that pitcher that he drank all the milk from.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I don't know what to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And he dropped it anyway because she was getting murdered.
Yeah. Yeah, he hurled it, hearing it crack, so he never drank it.
But he was fighting himself, like, is this...
Yeah.
Is this poisonous?
Yeah.
Is this not?
And it was Snow sending a message of, like, there's 3 of you left. So, and if you die, your family is saved. If you live, your family's gonna die. Mm-hmm. It was a message. Mm-hmm. It was definitely from Snow.
And, like, I knew as soon as Haymitch won, his family and Lenore Dove was gonna be...
Yeah, and he was gonna witness it.
Yeah.
It was gonna traumatize him. Because, obviously, in the beginning of the book, he says, I'm not a drinker.
Yeah.
And I was like, something traumatic's going to have to happen.
Yeah.
For him to become such an alcoholic like he is. Yeah. So cool. Loved it. Love the milk and bread thing.
Yes. Should we go into other connections?
For sure. Definitely. Send it.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I love that we got to meet Katniss's parents.
Oh, my gosh. And did you realize we never knew their names?
I know, until this book.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I feel like that was rude.
Burdock and Astrid.
Yeah, March and Everdeen.
Yeah.
Crazy. And
I thought it was so cool.
Is the March name in someone else's character, too? Or am I thinking that?
Oh, girl,
you know what
I'm
thinking about? I'm thinking about Little Women. Oh. It's the March girls, sorry.
Yeah, I didn't read that.
Yeah. It's good. Read it.
No.
Okay. No, it's one of those good classics, I promise.
Okay, maybe.
Don't read Jane Austen, sorry friends, but don't read it.
I'm not.
Pride and Prejudice is good.
Okay. Well,
anyways.
We'll see.
okay.
Going off that, Effie, Plutarch, Max, Wyrus, Beatty, Lucy Gray.
All the names.
Everyone. I was like, oh my gosh, I did not know that Wyrus and Max were his
mentors. Yeah.
And then when during Catching Fire, when Katniss is like, I want Wyrus and Max, he's like, of course. Like, of course you do.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like getting upset because he grew to be really close to them
yeah.
in the capital literally messed them up.
Dude, physically, mentally, emotionally. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I did not catch a side character's name, like her mom and dad. I did not catch that. Obviously, like I think till the very end of the book.
Really?
I think I missed something somewhere. But the first character I caught was Otho Malark, or Otto. Is it Otto? Let me look.
Oh yeah. I forgot he was in there, but Peeta's dad.
Yes. That, oh, there it is.
And the baker has been in the family for so long.
Yes, it's Otho Malark. Yeah. And yeah. I was like, oh, Peeta. Yeah. I had butterflies. Peeta. Dude, I was like so obsessed with, what is his name? Josh Hutcherson or something.
Is that his name?
That plays Peeta.
Okay.
I know his name's Josh.
He's a blonde.
Yes.
Ew. No, I'm
okay, but not in real life, I don't think. I think he's brown hair. No. Or like, I thought he has natural brown hair.
I always thought Gale was cuter, but yeah. In the true. Books, I was a Peeta girl. I was.
Yeah. Okay, wait. There's this teacher. Have you looked into her? Her name is The Hunger Games Teacher on Instagram.
So you told me to go, and I started watching some of them, but then I felt like I needed to go back
mm-hmm.
and start at the beginning.
Okay.
And I just didn't have time.
Yeah.
But I have her saved on
my
Instagram.
She's so good. Follow her on Instagram because she goes through these books with, like, I think they're, like, 7th, 8th graders. So mm-hmm. the age that we were when we had these books first.
Yeah.
And they do, like, the literacy connections and, like, they talk back and forth of, like, what they think's happening.
That's cool.
And the way that, because, you know, I haven't read these books since I was, like, 11, 10.
Yeah.
The way that they were talking about Gale, and I was like, oh my gosh, Gale does suck. Like, he does. And they were talking about how he has no empathy, no sympathy, no, he's like, let's get to District 13.
Yeah.
Like, whoever dies, dies, like, in the Capitol. And Katniss is very empathetic, and mm-hmm. That's why she's perfect for Peeta.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, when I saw Otho Malark, I was like, Peeta.
Yeah.
The butterflies. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're gonna have name dropping. Like, after that, I was like, name dropping. Like,
yeah.
We're gonna meet, like,
but
catching
I think
fire
you
people.
Meet Burdock way before you meet
you do,
Peeta's.
But you never know his last name. It's always Burdock. His best friend, Burdock,
but
and Blair.
I think it's,
oh, wait.
I think
okay,
Everdeen.
Wait.
I think it's Burdock,
yes.
Everdeen. That's,
yes.
Like, introduced.
Someone calls him on page 19. He says, her friends know about you, Everdeen. Ask Blair. And
yeah.
I did not realize Blair was talking
about Burdock.
Yes. And so when I was doing, like, my recap of the book, I was like, OMG.
You
I
missed
learned.
It.
Yeah, I missed it. I missed it. Crazy. But I loved Wyatt's, like, humor.
Yeah.
And then how Haymitch would talk about Wyatt. He's like, oh, the chainsaw's starting up again.
Yeah.
Talking about his snoring. I thought that was so funny. I wish there was more love between Lenore and Haymitch.
I felt like we didn't, but, okay, so yes, but the Covey are like that. You learned that you didn't read.
Yeah, I know, I'm so sorry.
Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, but, I mean, when Snow and Lucy Gray get back, there's not a lot of love there either, or, like, there's not a lot of, like, intimate moments between them. I think they kiss, like, one time in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe two. But I think it's the Covey themselves.
Mm. Are they, like, more reserved and modest or something?
I don't know. I think because, like, they have, like, such, like, free spirit mindsets. Maybe. But I felt like Haymitch and Lenore Dove, you get more from them than you did Snow and Lucy Gray.
So that's more a movie thing, probably? Because I feel like the movie, like, you got their love story.
Yes.
It wasn't a focus, but you got it.
Yeah, the book was like that, too. I think it was, because in the book, there's more, like, building of their relationship.
Yeah.
But I don't think Lucy Gray ever really trusted Snow.
Oh, okay.
Like,
gotcha.
Fully. Like,
okay.
I feel like Lenore Dove really trusted Haymitch.
Oh, for sure, because he's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
He's perfect.
Yeah. He is perfect.
Yeah. The mentors blew my mind. When it was mm-hmm. Virus, I was like, OMG. And then Mags walked in, like, a page and a half later, and I was like, ah!
And they're so normal in this book.
Yeah. And that's so weird. And did you see Mags in her games? Haymitch recalls her hugging, like, a boy in seashells.
Yeah.
She was, like, comforting a boy in seashells, another district.
Was that, what's his name?
No, oh. It's not. Because Finnick is, like, Katniss's age, maybe a few years older.
I think he's a few years older.
Yeah, and so it cannot be Mags, because then Finnick would be as old as Haymitch.
Yeah.
Or close to. So, but the seashells made me think of Finnick.
Yeah.
I could definitely see Finnick wearing seashells.
I really want his book.
Yes. And
if she ever decides.
I want Plutarch.
Yes. I think it would be fun to have a short book about Plutarch. I don't know if I would want a whole book.
True. Yeah.
Like a novella.
Yes. For sure.
I would love to see how he is in the Capitol kind of secretly.
Yeah.
Going about seeds. Yes,
he's like those people that like throw out small conspiracies and sees like what the crowd says back.
Yeah,
you know, like
yeah,
chemtrails or something. He's like, let me just drop this and see what they do.
And you made a good point. I think we were like talking or texting about it, but it was like, how did Effie, Haymitch, and Plutarch not do more in those like 25 years?
Yes. Why did they wait 25 years for Katniss? Was there not another, like, defiant, rebellious character?
Well, and I don't know if Haymitch mentally could have kept up with it.
Maybe.
But Effie and... Well...
And even in the Hunger Games trilogy, Effie is not that rebellious.
She's not.
And, like, after 25 years of what you saw Haymitch go through...
Yeah.
And, like, whatever 25 years you had before Katniss... How are you not as rebellious as Haymitch and Plutarch?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she was kind of on the outs with Katniss's rebellion. And, like, blowing up the arena.
Yeah.
Just like BD wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
She completed all the things she wanted.
The fact that BD in this one wants to blow it up, and then in Catching Fire, he, like, helps Katniss figure out how to, like, break the shield.
Yes.
I'm just like, wow.
When he walked on the page, I was like, absolutely yes! Yeah. Like, I was stoked. I did not think this. And then, did you see that he was Wyrus's mentor? So he's old.
Yeah.
He's old. And he had years before Wyrus even entered the games, but they look like the same age, and she even looks older. Maybe it's just the
actor. Well, he might be only a few years older than her.
Or even younger, but he got in the game sooner.
Yeah, that's true, because mentors doesn't really... Yeah. Matter about age as long as you've won.
What age is it? 13 to 18? Is that when you can get reads?
I think it's 12.
12, 12. Okay, 12 to 18. 12. Mm-hmm. Right, 12 to 18. That's a lot of...
Yeah.
So he could have been 12 when he won the games, but
they
could be 18 at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And you got how Mags won how she won the games, how Wyrus won the games, how BD won the games. Oh, and then BD's son, Amber. OMG.
That made me so sad.
Snow is Beattie, wicked.
Beattie knew his son was going to die. Knew it.
Yeah.
Because there's no way Amber was going to live unless they blew up the arena.
Yeah.
But I think at that point, he was still going to die. And Snow would have made sure of that.
Yeah. There would be no Catching Fire and Beattie in Catching Fire if Amber lived.
Mm-hmm.
No way. He would have, if he didn't die in the games, he would have died.
Yeah.
After.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What else? The Mockingjay pin.
Yes.
Maisily.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This is the genius stuff I'm talking about. Absolutely insane. Because her niece is Madge. And Madge is the one that gives it to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the movies messed that part up. I think she gets it at the little market that they have.
I think, yeah. I don't think the Mockingjay pin was told the same way in the movie and in the book.
Definitely not. I remember being a kid watching it being like, wrong.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Try again.
And they mess it up, and now it's going to mess up this book.
Hmm.
Maybe. You think they'll just, like, fix it?
Yeah.
All right. Did President Snow have her killed? He's talking about Lucy Gray. No. He would have only been a boy, hardly older than me. He wouldn't have been in power, not like now. What plans does he have for my dove? I think of the Covey song, the one Maisley's Mamaw used to quote when she was scared. Nothing you could take from me was ever worth keeping. The arrogance of those bold words, you can take several things from me, my ma, my brother, my love, and the only things worth keeping. Is Maisley's mama Lucy Gray? Do you think that?
That makes me think, yes.
That's insane. So do you think Snow has, like, a kid with Lucy Gray? I don't know.
No.
Because I didn't read that book.
No, they never slept together.
Okay. Or it wasn't ever talked about.
Yeah.
I really think Lucy Gray needs a book. After she disappeared in The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
That's if she lived.
Yeah, if she lived. But it didn't show him killing her.
Okay, so the gravestone, I wanted to talk about this.
Yes.
I don't think she's buried there. I think it's just a memorial.
Stone. Yes. Because Clark or Clark? Carmine.
I think it said Clark.
The one that's gay. what is his name?
I think it's Clark.
Clark?
But it's spelled a little bit weird.
Yeah, that's what throws me off. Okay, anyways. Because he goes, no, not again.
But maybe Lucy Gray ran away, and so... Because, Snow's, like, shooting in the sky, so maybe they just assumed she was dead.
Yeah.
But I don't think she is. Like, I didn't... Well, she might be dead now. But
nice. Probably.
But I don't think she died in that book.
I originally thought she went to District 13, but knowing how evil, like, District 13 was with, what's that girl's name? I forgot. The president, with the gray hair.
Oh, yeah. I forget.
Mine just slipped my head.
But I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I do not think Lucy Gray would have fit there. So, like, maybe she just survived in the forest on her own, and... But, when he said Maisley's mamma used to quote, never worth keeping, I was like, excuse me, is this Lucy Gray? And I do not see anyone else talking about her mamma. I tried to look it up, because, you know, they have, like, HungerGamesWiki.com.
Uh-huh.
And no one's mentioned it. But doesn't that sound like Lucy?
Yeah, because Maisley likes all, like, the color and the necklaces, and I feel like that's, like, the cubby.
And I just thought of something else. Back to Astrid. Did you realize that they were best friends, Astrid and Maisley? Let me find it. Maisley, Merrily, they're holding each other's hands, they're embracing, their three blonde heads pressed in a tight knot.
Mm.
She disengages herself and goes into the stage. They're best friends, Astrid March, Katniss's mom.
And, well, I guess when I read that, I probably, like, knew it at the time, but I don't remember that, but, and Astrid and Burdock were the ones that stayed with Haymitch the longest.
Yes. And so I'm like...
Probably because Astrid was also friends with Maisley, and Burdock was friends with...
They're super interconnected.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why was her mom so removed by the time Katniss was 16?
Because her husband died.
Yeah, but her childhood best friend, Haymitch, is her mentor. Like, you... I get the book's not about Astrid.
Yeah.
But I expect more from the mom.
I think we all expected more from her.
For sure. But now I expect even more.
Yeah.
You fail.
I have something written down.
Mm-hmm.
Why Haymitch calls Katniss sweetheart.
I was just about to talk about that.
Oh my gosh. So good.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I have that Luella.
Yes. And he's her one and only sweetheart.
Yes, like Lenore Dove is his love, but Luella is his
sweetheart.
Love.
His sweetheart.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Don't get it mixed.
I know. So sorry. His sweetheart. I have it written somewhere. I just love that whole passage where he described why she was his sweetheart, and then he has another one.
I know. Katniss. Because Katniss reminds him of Luella.
Yes. And I think even more so, Katniss reminds me of Haymitch. They're like, I feel like they're the same. Like, they have their differences, but they're the same.
Yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm. So, wait, let's go into that. All the, like, characters I saw in this book from the trilogy, like, I feel like Amber was Katniss's Rue.
For sure.
Yeah, right? And I feel like Maisley was Katniss's Joanna.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I think Haymitch is Katniss.
Yeah.
I feel like there could be more, like...
Yeah, I see that.
...parallels.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, the Amber and Rue thing... Because they both have that younger brother. They both have that little kid in the games.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yep. Yeah. I agree with that.
So good.
Yeah. Maisley definitely reminded me of Joanna. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, girl, you're spicy. Feisty, yeah. Yeah, feisty. Mm-hmm.
And I think I mentioned this earlier, but I didn't realize Joanna was the way that she was because of, like, when the victors won the games and they were beautiful, they were sold into prostitution. I didn't remember that from the trilogy because I read it when I was 10.
I didn't either, yeah.
But I saw, like, some reels and stuff on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And so knowing that Joanna was like that, and that happened to Finnick too, and so they have that bond, that's why they're all together in Catching mm-hmm. Fire. But yeah, if you're like a beautiful victor, you're gonna get sold. Mm-hmm. And so like, you might as well die.
Yeah.
And Drusilla says that to Maisley. She's yep. like, you have no idea what's in store.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
Because she's the like rich, and usually the rich people don't get picked. So mm-hmm. it was crazy that she got picked, Maisley.
Well, and I didn't know that there were wealthier people in District 12 Same. At that time. Same. Because, I mean, I feel like in Baldasson Birds and Snakes, you didn't hear about anyone that was wealthy. Mm. So I don't know kind of what...
And I don't think you do in District 12. I feel like they're all yeah. the same.
So I don't know what poverty. Happened. I don't know what happened. Yeah. But Maisley,
well, she family... was the mayor's daughter, right?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, is it mayor?
And so was the... So was the bad girl in...
Yeah, that's true.
The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. But they're not related, are they?
I don't think so. But maybe the mayors back then had more money.
Yeah, probably.
That makes sense.
That separates her, because they're, like, a government title.
The attic that Plutarch takes Haymitch...
Yes. And...
To in District 11 on the tour.
Yeah. And then, where was it? I have it written... But that was where Haymitch took them, yep. right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When they were touring after they won.
It's the only... oh, there it is. Attic of the Justice Building. Mm-hmm. That was the only place, like, that wasn't bugged where the Capitol could hear. Mm-hmm. And I was like, anything that they're saying is not safe.
Yeah.
So they really needed to be more careful, but they weren't.
Yeah.
And even, like, Lulu, like, she could... Or they could hear through her.
Yeah.
Her ear thing.
Yeah. Ugh.
The pump was crazy.
There were so many connections.
Yes.
That's all I have written down, all the things we've talked about, but mm-hmm. if you have more.
Yeah, I have a ton more, probably. There was a mention of a lady with cat ears in the audience during the interviews.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, and he like, leans down to her and makes her blush.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that Tigress?
Oh...
Or is that just a capital thing? They get cat ears.
Maybe. It could have been Tigress.
Because it was, like, a specific thing, and I was like, ooh, that's risky to be, like, socializing with Haymitch. Because Tigress knows Snow better than anyone else.
Yeah.
So she knows who's gonna be, like, the guy that grinds his gears, mm-hmm. you know? He said, you, darling. And he leans over to the lady with cat ears. She covers her face in gleeful embarrassment. Sure, you've been there. He's talking about, you have to be a special kind of trouble to get a one, am I right? And so he's, like, being kind of...
Yeah.
You know, he's putting on a show, of course, but it makes her blush, and she's embarrassed. So I was like, is this Tigress?
Maybe.
But I'm gonna go back and read yeah. them. They're too good.
Or read Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, this one, then the trilogy. Maybe. I'm going to rebuy them. I yeah. need to buy them again.
I know. I just got them all. I know. I feel so bad that you couldn't.
It's okay.
I know. They were out of stock before you could buy them.
It's okay.
But let me know when you do, because I was going to do that for your birthday or something. Oh, but my your gosh. Birthday's so far away.
It is far.
We'll just celebrate early. I have a list of, like, books I can get you.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Haymitch, Katniss, and Peeta all tried to die in their game so there would be no victor.
That's true.
Uh-huh. With the berries.
That's true. Yep.
Yeah. And then Haymitch poisoned Lenore, but Katniss kept Peeta from getting poisoned because he was about to eat those berries. And she's uh-huh. like, no, those are poisonous. And she stops him, like, last minute.
But.
It's, like, in his lips.
Yeah. Okay, so, well, it was, like, the jelly beans or whatever.
Jelly beans?
Or it was the candy. Lenore Dove.
Oh, the gumdrops.
The gumdrops.
Okay, yes.
So,
yes.
And I guess...
He gave that to her.
Yeah, but I guess he wasn't paying attention to the color of it.
No, he wasn't. Done that?
I know. And he should have known that Snow was going to try to do something. He should have known. And
he's so naive.
He realized too late when he went to eat one, and he was like, wait.
They're all the same color.
They're all the same color. And he was like, throw it up. And she's like, I can't. I haven't eaten.
Yeah, and she's like, I can finally eat the ones that you gave me. Because she wanted him to be able to give it to her.
Yeah.
And he's like, other ones?
Yeah.
And he's like, spit it out!
Ugh.
The worst. Killing your love?
I know.
Oh my gosh, that is the worst. That hurts so bad. And then back to, like, the parallels. Lucy Gray, Haymitch, and Katniss, they weren't reaped traditionally.
Yeah.
So Lucy Gray,
The governor.
Mayfair, that was her daughter. That was his daughter, Mayfair. She was jealous of her because she was with the guy.
Yeah.
His name, sorry. And so she had her dad call her name. It wasn't even, because that's when the mayors were, like, pulling the names out. Because this was, like,
And he was just, like, Lucy Gray Bayard.
Yeah. So she wasn't reaped traditionally. Haymitch, he stepped in for Woodbine Chance, so he wasn't reaped traditionally. He had no choice to be there. He wasn't even, like, pulled out of the bucket. And then Katniss, she volunteered.
Yeah.
So all three of them, all the rebellious people... We're not reaped traditionally.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. Like, that's crazy. Like, oh my gosh. Suzanne Collins' brain. It's gorgeous.
I think it's so crazy that there's so many connections.
Yes.
And so many things that just, like, tie together.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the whole book. Yeah. Just tied everything together.
It's the perfect bow.
It was.
It's gorgeous. I love this series. And then, just back to Clark. He was the one that plays the violin at Finnick and Annie's wedding.
Girl, I don't remember that.
I know. But he's Cubby. He plays the violin for them. Isn't that crazy? Like, his name, his character was
What's
made back then. Clark Carmine. It's Lenore Dove's uncle.
And he played the violin
at Fennec's wedding.
Okay.
Which I think would have been Mockingjay.
Okay.
And then, I haven't looked this up, but Arlo Chance, he was mentioned in this book. He was the inspiration for the hanging tree, and
The guy that,
like, are you?
Yeah, but it's in Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Okay. Yes,
you get more details about it, I think, than the movie. But because, you know, when his wife runs, he's like he told her to go, and
But I was thinking, is that Arlo Chance connected to Woodbine Chance? The one that dies at the reaping? You know what I mean?
Maybe.
They have the same last name.
Yeah, probably then.
Maybe a descendant. Maybe it's like a small connection, but I mean, I was like, it's the same last name. Oh yeah, so obviously Katniss is probably related to Covey through Burdock.
Mm-hmm.
It mentions at the beginning of the book how, like, they're cousins of somewhere. He's like, I don't know how it works, but they're cousins somehow.
Yeah, I was wondering if Katniss was related to Lucy Gray or the Cubby. Because the songs...
She sings,
And I don't know if, like, all of those songs, like, the Hanging Tree, or if, like, all that stuff would have been passed down to, like, everyone else in 12, or if it's just, like, a Cubby and, like, close friend thing.
It could be, like, everyone in District 12. But I think he says somewhere down the line they are cousins.
Yeah.
So he has to be Cubby. And I really think they're all related.
Crazy.
I
oh
know.
My gosh.
Okay. I think I'm down to my last few connections.
Okay.
Mags. Okay. She has witnessed every Hunger Games, but never got to see the end. Of, like, Katniss blowing the whole games up. And the sunrise never falling on the reaping. She was at every single from the beginning. She was old enough to witness the first games and then be there for, like, the end, to make the end happen, but then died in catching fire.
I'm so confused.
Like, Mags, so when the Hunger Games started, she was alive. She witnessed them starting. I don't know, maybe she's a little kid, but she witnessed them starting.
Oh, but she didn't witness them end.
Right.
Oh.
So she watched every single Hunger Games happen for 74 years, or 75 years, sorry. And then,
But didn't see the downfall
of
it.
She was part of the downfall, but didn't see it end.
Oh, that sucks.
Right?
Oh!
She was there for every single
one. But she was there. She was there.
I know. Isn't that insane?
That is.
And then, like, she won.
I forgot how old she is. Right? Yeah.
She won, and then she was a mentor, and then she was again in the games.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. She lived a life, man.
She
Maybe we could have a crazy life. But I wouldn't be as interested.
I want Finnick first.
Yes. Finnick.
Please, Suzanne. Please. Write Finnick's book. Us. It's going to probably make me cry, and I don't cry.
Oh, his love story with Annie?
Oh, and just, like, his whole story. Yeah. Oh, I love Finnick.
Yes. Finnick. I love him. I want Plutarch. I would love a Lucy Gray book. I don't know, because I didn't read Bowser's Song, Birds, and Snakes.
You've got a good chunk of her.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's mainly about Snow.
I want, like, an after Snow. After the 10th games.
But do you think that it's up to the... I think it adds a little bit of...
Yeah, ooh, true. Because
people are like, did she die? Yeah. Did she go to District 13? Is she just out wandering?
But so I do not like being there.
Oh, I kind of like that.
No!
I kind of like that. Ooh, no. What happened? No. What happened to her?
It's good. I like it. It's a good thing. But I want my questions answered. Maybe in another 17 years, she can answer my questions.
Let us know what you think.
Yes. Okay.
If anyone watches
this. I have theories. Should we talk about them?
What are your theories?
I guess I have one theory.
Okay.
Let's see. Maude Ivory. Do you remember her from Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes?
Uh-huh.
She's like BFFs with Lucy Gray.
Yep.
There is a theory that she is Lenore Dove's mom who died in childbirth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think I saw something about that.
Did you have any expansion on that? I think I need to research it more.
No, but I think I saw something about it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because, okay, but Maude Ivory was younger when Lucy Gray, so I want to say she was, like, maybe, like, well, she wasn't in the Reaping.
No.
So she had to have been, like, 11.
Right, super young.
And then this was the 50th Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
And so she would be, like, 40-something.
Yeah.
41. So that makes...
Yeah, something like that.
Well, she's like 11 on the 10th Hunger Games. And then plus...
40 years. Yeah, 41.
Like,
okay.
She'd be like... Yeah. Well,
40, oh, 51.
51.
Yeah.
51.
And they're 16, then, so she would have been like 35 when she had to give birth.
Okay. But that like kind of adds up.
If she was even younger, like, I don't know. You've read
the
book.
I don't remember how old she was, but if she was young and... Young enough to not be in the Reaping.
Right.
So she was either 11, younger, 10, 9.
She could have given birth even sooner.
Yeah.
And been Lenore's mom.
Yeah.
But why don't we know that?
Well, because her uncles are the ones that... And okay. Then they were with Maude Ivory.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, I think that probably adds up.
Right.
Because Maude Ivory and Clark and... what's the other guy? I forget.
Yeah, me too.
But anyway... Like,
her other uncle.
They're her uncles, but those were, like, Maude Ivory's, like, brothers in the book.
Really?
Well, like, they were all together.
You think they could be? It's not...
Probably not. Like, I don't think anyone in the Covey, like...
Tam Amber's the other guy.
Tam Amber, yes. So, I don't think anyone is directly related in the Covey, like, during Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Mm-hmm.
But they lived together, like, yeah. Brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And there weren't, like, any adults.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, Maude Ivory could definitely be Lenore Dove's mom.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That adds up. Okay. That adds up.
Thank you.
Okay, cool.
I just needed to mention that.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about our fan casting for the movie?
Sure.
Do you have, like, thoughts?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And, like, even in our video, we can put, like, their picture up so people know who we're talking about.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Just in case.
Okay, for Haymitch.
Mm-hmm.
I have Rudy Pankow. He plays JJ in Outer Banks.
Do you have a picture?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Okay.
I just think he would be a great Haymitch.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay.
What do you think?
Maybe. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I can see it. Okay. Let me show you mine. I did it off of looks. I didn't do it off of, like, acting skill. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you. I was thinking this guy. Lucas Till. It's the blonde hair and blue eyes.
Okay. No, I see that.
Okay.
I see that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, like, this is giving me total Haymitch vibes.
Yeah. I see him as, like, more scrawny, though.
Yeah. And you think Haymitch should be more scrawny?
I think Haymitch, I see him as, like, a lean build. I don't see him as a buff guy. Because like he is in District 12.
Yeah, that's true. But in a movie, you know, yeah. They use a handsome man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Rudy's handsome. No?
Let me look. Okay, yeah. He's okay.
Okay, let's do Lenore Dove.
He is, he can be a movie, like, he's movie worthy.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Okay. My other thought, though, because I was thinking, like, who's a big actor? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like there's going to be at least one or two big actors.
Yeah, for sure.
My other one was Timothée Chalamet. I know it's a stretch. I know he's not blonde. They can dye his hair.
Yeah, I don't like him. I know that's, like, probably a really big, like, you don't like Timothée Chalamet, but I don't. But I could see it.
We love him. I love him. We love Timothy.
I do not, but it's okay.
Why?
I don't know.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But I think just because he's a big actor, actor, they could pick him.
Okay.
But I wouldn't love it. Okay, Lenore Dove, what you got?
Okay, and I think I did that just because of the name.
Okay.
Because I wanted someone who could sing.
Oh, that's a good point.
So, Dove Cameron.
Oh, okay.
She plays in, like, The Descendants and stuff.
I thought about that, too.
I think Dove Cameron could totally be Lenore Dove.
Does Lenore Dove have red hair? Am I remembering that?
That part? Is,
Mace.
I don't think Lenore does have red hair.
It's Luella. Luella has red hair, right?
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I'm sorry if I'm wrong.
Yeah, but, like, if Lenore, like, okay, like, dark hair, like...
Hmm.
I don't know. I just think...
What's her name again? What'd you say?
Dove Cameron.
Oh, okay. Wow. She looks totally different with dark hair.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, what's her name? My Lenore Dove is Chloe Grace Moretz.
Okay.
She was in If I Stay. Did you watch that?
Yes, I did. She's also in...
Five Wave?
Fifth Wave. That's what
She's in Carrie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what do you think about her?
I could see that. Can she sing?
I don't know.
Okay.
But also, when the actress is so good, they hire someone else to sing.
Okay.
So, you know, they can figure it out.
Yeah.
Is there okay. Not mine. Lulu, Luella.
Okay. I have... Let me pull her up first. I have Sadie Sink.
Me too!
Really?
Yes!
Okay, I just think she would be a really good...
Dude, I know!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, actually killer. Let me see.
Like this one? Like.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to do.
Yeah. I think she's the great actress.
Like, yes, like this, that image
yeah.
for Lulu.
She's older now, but yes, yeah. Yes,
that image though, like she could make this crazy, like mm-hmm. Lulu. Where she's like, the yeah. snake, the snake scene where she had a real snake.
Yeah.
Killer.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I also think Mackenzie Foy.
Oh, who is that?
She plays, with like red hair. She is, oh my gosh, what's her name? Oh my gosh. In Twilight, the daughter, Renesmee. She plays Renesmee. Like this photo with like red hair.
Wow. Oh, for
I could see it.
For Lulu.
Yeah.
For Luella. Wow. That's crazy. It's cool, like seeing what's in your mind. My other Lulu was Elle Fanning.
Okay. I can see that.
I feel like she could get a little crazy.
I can see that, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She could put on a show.
Okay, Maisley.
Yeah. What's yours?
I have Jenna Ortega.
Okay.
I love Jenna Ortega.
Maybe. Like, I don't know if I'd want to see her, but maybe.
Yeah. I know. Like, she doesn't have blonde hair, but... does Maisley have blonde hair?
Probably. Yes, they do. Because Astrid and Marilee, they had the three blonde hair, not a thing.
But I could totally see her being, like, so sassy.
For sure. She would do it right, but I wouldn't. Because she gives me, like, I see Addams Family. Like, I see...
Yeah.
I see Wednesday only in her.
Really? Have you ever watched a Scream movie? She's in, like, the Scream movies.
No, I haven't.
Oh?
But I've also seen her in the Disney shows. Like, I haven't watched them, but, okay. You know, that's what I associate her with.
Yeah.
So seeing her on a big screen for this huge trilogy, you know, I feel like she doesn't give it justice.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Sorry, Jenny Ortega. My Maisley is Florence Pugh.
She might
be too old.
I was going to say that. She's probably too old, but...
Maybe they can like, work that in there. But she is, like, killer, like Maisie Lee is. You know, like, sharp.
Yeah.
Like, she could do it, I think. Oh, my gosh. See? Maisie Lee. It's written all over it.
Okay.
Put a bow in her hair. She's Maisie Lee. And then put her in the games. She's Black Widow's sister. You know what I mean?
Okay. I also think that Dakota Fanning could be a good Maisie Lee, too.
Oh, let me see. Is she related to
But she might be a little Fanning? Bit... Yeah, they're the same. Or Elle... Is it Elle Fanning?
Elle Fanning, yeah.
I think she could be a good Maisie Lee as well.
Yeah.
But one of the Fanning sisters, I think.
Okay, you think her for Maisie Lee?
Yeah. Or yeah, just one of the sisters.
That. I could see that. She'd be a good, like, before the reaping Maisie Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to move on to Snow?
Oh, I never thought about Snow.
Okay, can I tell you something? Snow, okay, wait, he died in real life. Did you know that?
No.
Me neither. It was like last year, I think. Isn't that so depressing?
And he, yeah.
Okay, but he has a real son. And his son is an actor. You may know him. His name is Kiefer Sutherland.
Do you know him? Okay. No, what is he playing?
He's in Designated Survivor. Let's see what else.
I could see that, though.
Like, okay, he's really good in Designated Survivor.
Is he too old, though?
I don't know. No.
He would have to be, like, 56 in the movie, so yeah, that could work.
Right.
Okay, I like that.
He's 58 in real life.
Okay, I like that.
Wouldn't it be so cool to honor his dead dad?
I bet.
Acting in his role.
I bet they cast him.
Wouldn't that be so cool?
I bet they cast him.
Okay.
There's no way they don't.
I'm gonna take that a step further. My next one is Plutarch. Do you have one for Plutarch?
No.
Plutarch died in real life, as we know, right?
Does he have a son also?
He has a son also.
Is he an actor?
Yes, he's an actor. Are you ready? Oh my gosh, crazy.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Right?
See it.
Yeah.
See it.
Put him in some, like, because I don't know how old he is. 22. So if you put him in some clothes, make him look a little older. Because, wait, let's see. Do you think he's Haymitch's age?
I think he's around the same age.
Maybe a little older. So, in Hunger Games trilogy, he's probably 36, 40?
No, I feel like he's older.
Really?
Yeah, he's like white hair and like
the
trilogy. Okay,
Haymitch is 16 in this book, right? Okay, so do you think Plutarch is like 10 years older? Because he's well established in the capital. His family's super rich.
Maybe, but I could totally see him still being...
like, younger.
Because no one's going to be like, oh, he's not 10 years older on the movie. You know? Like, I think casting their sons would be really cool.
Especially since they passed away.
Yeah.
But his name is Cooper Hoffman, if I didn't already say that for our podcast listeners. Yeah, he's 22.
I could see that.
Like, I'll do a side-by-side. Like, here's Plutarch.
Yeah.
Here's his son.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, just put him in some clothes that make him look older.
Yeah.
See, that looks older.
Yeah.
I think they could make him.
I agree. That'd be cool.
That would be so cool. You can hire me, Hunger Games people.
For the casting.
Directors. I will take that role, okay? Okay. Do you have anything for Effie?
Okay. No. I didn't go that far.
You should have gone that far.
Okay, hold on.
I'm so excited for this one.
Hold on. Don't say anything yet.
Lily Reinhart.
Okay, yeah.
This one
sure.
Gives me big Effie vibes.
For sure.
Okay, and then I have one
for
more.
For sure. I like that.
This is the one I actually want. Have you watched The Crown?
No.
Okay, it's Claire Foy.
Okay.
Make her hair blonde. She is a killer actress.
Okay.
This is Effie to me.
Okay. I can also see, I love this actress, Zoe Dutch.
Let me see. OMG.
I could see that.
Her.
Yeah, right? Her. She's in Vampire Academy. She's in a lot. Before
She's in
I Fall.
Things too, yeah.
Yeah.
I love her. It's probably Zoe Dutch, but that's not bad.
Dutch?
Sorry.
Like, I could.
Yeah, for Effie, you say?
Yeah, I
what
could see it.
What kind of eyes does Effie have? They could do contacts.
I don't know, but, like, this gives capital. Because mm-hmm. she wears a wig anyway.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
like...
Okay, I see that. That one right there, her yeah. chin is real sharp. Right
yeah.
there. Okay. I love that. That's all I have, though. That's all my casting.
Okay, that's all I have, too.
And that's all I need to happen for the movie. I hope they make my wishes come true.
I'm so excited.
I know.
It comes out next year, though.
I know. That's what I was about to say is, what do you think? Do you think she wrote this book for, the, like, the cash grab, like people are saying? Because the cast, or, like, the movie was already in progress before the book even came out. You know what I mean?
You know what? I don't even care.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't even care because right. it was such a good book.
I don't care.
You're I don't right. care.
Yeah. I'm ready for the movie. I'm glad Same. We don't have to wait long. Is it early
next year? We kind of have to wait long.
But, okay, from the Hunger Games was written in 2008, and we didn't get a movie, I think, till 2012.
Oh.
Well. And then they knocked it out year after year. It was a movie each year after that. I was like, wow, that was great production. But, yeah, I don't feel like it's long. From the book coming out to when the movie comes, I don't feel like that's long. There's okay. there's some books that like are in circulation for 10 years before the movie comes out.
Ugh.
So at least we don't have to wait that long.
Well, I think maybe... I think she might have decided, because I think The Ballad and Songbirds and Snakes yes. did so good that they so were like, good. Okay, another one. She's like, Haymitch.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think maybe she did write the book for another movie, yeah. possibly, but I think she already knew his yeah. story.
Yeah.
And so she just put it in a book.
She's like, hey, I have this ready if you want to take it.
Yeah. And but, I'm not even mad if she did that.
Yeah, me neither. It was too like, good to care. It's not like she just wrote it sloppily and then was like, yeah. let's get out.
Because, you know, some books, some series especially, like, they get into a movie or a TV show franchise
mm-hmm.
or whatever, and I feel like some authors just write quicker
mm-hmm.
and more sloppy just to get it out.
Yeah, they, like, egg it on, like, get all they can out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think she did that.
No. And then even Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, the book came out in 2020, and I never knew because, you know, we're all talking about COVID. It literally came out, I think, in March 2020.
I didn't know that. I read it 2023.
Exactly. Like, before the movie came out, right?
Right before the movie came out.
Exactly.
Because I didn't know it was going to be a movie. Well, I didn't even know it came out.
Same.
And then I saw the movie, and I was the trailer, and I was like, oh, I need to read this book.
Same. Exactly same story for me. Ugh. But, yeah. So I wish she got more justice in 2020. Yeah. But that movie came 3 years later. Maybe because of COVID and, like,
probably
6 feet apart. But, yeah, this series is too good.
It's so good. I want to reread it eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll reread it around Christmas time. I feel like it would be a good, like, winter.
Maybe.
I don't know.
So do you think Fennec needs his own book, or does he need a novella?
I would love to get a full book of Fennec.
Do we want a Fennec book because the actor is so cute? Or because we love his story?
Both.
Me too. Okay.
Both. I think, well, here's the thing. When reading the books, you fall in love with Fennec reading. I did.
Okay.
Like, his story. Yes. And then when the movie came out, and you're like, oh, Fennec is cute. Like... So I think it just adds to it.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Okay, so Fennec book, a Plutarch novella.
Yeah.
Do we need an expansion on anyone else? Because after that, I feel like it's just a cash grab.
Yeah.
They don't deserve their own movies.
No.
Maybe Plutarch.
No, maybe Fennec. I don't think Plutarch deserves his own movie.
He's the game maker, though. You want to get in his head? And, like, his family is, like, the capital. They're rich. And they have all of this, like, excess, extravagant stuff. I want to know why. And why is he so rich and in the capital, but he is a rebellious... Like, he is huge in the rebellion. Both of them. Haymitch and Katniss's. And then he even goes into District 13's leadership. So we could go through all of that. We could go from the beginning to District 13 and why I think they're, like, even rebellious with District 13, right? Like, they don't truly fit in there. They know that, too.
Maybe. Then maybe he needs a whole book and have, like, three different sections.
Yes.
Like a part one, part two, part three.
And it would be so cool to hear about his time with Katniss. Like, even if it's small, they just mention her name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To hear about these characters again. But I want the focus to be Plutarch.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I think, though, the majority of people want a Finnick book before Plutarch.
Yeah, but that's because the actors are good.
Yeah, but also his story. His story is so good.
It would be a lot more romance, and that would be good.
Yeah.
I don't need messy romance, but, like...
Cute romance. Yeah. Closed-door romance.
Yeah, I see Annie in the market. Yeah.
She turned her...
Yeah, I know. I'm like driving sometimes, and I'm like writing books really? In my head. Yeah.
Oh, that's.
I wrote one on the way here. I'll have to write it down. I think it'll be a good one.
Oh, you're gonna start writing?
I am, maybe.
That'd be cool.
I know, I'm reading too much. It's like in my head.
That's so cool.
Yeah, but okay.
That's it for Sunrise on the Reaping.
Yes.
Oh, it was so good. We love
you, Suzanne. Yes. Thank you. Sponsor us. Send us special edition books. We'll read them all. And actually, she writes other stuff. Did you see that?
No. But I'll read it.
I know. Underland Chronicle series. Gregor the Overlander. Year of the Jungle.
Interesting.
I was like, excuse me. How did I not know that?
That's cool.
And the first four books have sold over 100 million copies.
Wow.
And that was... Probably they didn't update that till early 2025.
Wow.
So this book, if it's sold 25 million copies,
yeah,
woman is rich.
Yeah.
You go, girl. I'm proud of you. Alright, we'll stop yapping.
Yeah, that was fun, though.
It was. High five. We did it.
We did it. This is our first one.
Yes. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Please continue listening and make us influencers and make us get ARC books and things like that. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
See you next time. Tune in.